Cecilia's furniture had been reinstalled, and they settled into her study. Cecilia looked around, nodding.
I do like the effect of that striped brocade with the green carpet, although I'm not sure about the solarium yet.
I thought you were going to restock it with miniatures.
I was, but I keep thinking that I could go back to riding.
She meant competition, Harris understood, just as she herself would have meant the fleet if she'd said return to space. Harris watched the miniature waterfall in the solarium. She preferred falling water to any sort of fake wildlife.
I like the ferns.
One thing I will insist on, if you're to have me for a passenger, is a crew no more than half ex-military.
Cecilia leaned back in her chair with an expression that made it clear she meant what she'd said.
Why?
Skoderin, probably. But surely Cecilia ought to realize that Skoderin had been more than balanced by that crew of civilian layabouts and incompetence she'd had before. This didn't surprise her, but she'd hoped Cecilia would be less blunt about it.
Not just Skoderin. I know you can argue that my original civilian crew was just as full of lethal mistakes. Of course, not all ex-military are crooks or traitors, nor are all civilians honest and hardworking. But what bothered me was your inability to see past the distinction yourself. You had had superb performance from that girl Sirkin all through the earlier trouble. You had been so happy with her. And you were willing to believe that she went bad even when I, isolated as I then was, could spot sabotage.
You're right. I did make a mistake.
Not a mistake, my dear. A whole series of them. You misjudged her not once, but repeatedly. That's my point. You have a pattern, understandable but indefensible, of believing that the military is more loyal, more honorable than most civilians. You even told me that Sirkin was as good as fleet more than once, and your inability to see past that pattern nearly got us all killed. I'm doing this for your own good, Harris. You have chosen to live in a civilian world. You must learn how to trust those of us who can be trusted and recognize deceit even in former shipmates.
And you think the way to do this is to hire civilians?
I think the way to do it is to admit what went wrong and work on correcting it. Isn't that what you would do if an admiral pointed out a characteristic error?
Harris wanted to say that Cecilia was no admiral, but she had to admit the logic of Cecilia's argument. She had mistaken the cause of Sirkin's problem. She had not even looked for sabotage, not seriously.
I don't want to fire any of our present crew.
She crossed mental fingers as she told herself that Kutsudis, not yet aboard, still counted as present crew.
No need. Just hire civilians for a while. Like Brun. I'm sure you can find others, perhaps not as good as Sirkin, but good enough. Think of recruits, if you must, rather than the trained people you had. Surely there were good and bad recruits.
Oh, yes.
Harris remembered a miserable tour as an officer in charge of basic training. She had hated it, and she hadn't been very good at it. Of course there had been bad recruits. Zittler, for instance, who had come into the fleet convinced that he could make a fortune manufacturing illicit drugs aboard ship. Or the skinny girl from some mining colony who had gotten all the way through medical screening without anyone noticing she had parasites.
There you are, then. It's just a matter of overcoming your biases.
Yes, ma'am.
Harris hoped the emphasis would let Cecilia know when to quit. It was unnerving to see all those years of experience in the bright eyes across from her. She began to understand why Cecilia had been reluctant to have rejuve treatments before. Ronnie held Raffaella close and buried his face in her dark hair.
I don't see why it makes the least difference. I didn't go along with my family, you know that. I'm the one who got Aunt Cecilia out of that nursing home. Why should your parents take it out on me?
They're not taking it out on you. They're pulling their investments out of your parents' operations. And they don't think that's a good time to discuss marriage settlements.
But will they come around later?
I don't know, Ron. They're seriously annoyed with your parents, and they don't see your prospects improving anytime soon. They think you'll be under a cloud politically.
Hang politics. I have enough, you have enough. We could go off somewhere and just live.
But you have a seat in council now.
As long as that lasts.
While daily life seemed to be unchanged, the political structure had shifted back and forth dramatically in the past few weeks.
They don't want trouble between us because you're voting your family stock and your seat, and they're voting against you. And don't say it wouldn't cause trouble because look how angry you are now.
I'm not angry because they voted against me in council. I'm angry because they won't let us get married because I might be upset later if they vote against me. Oh, it's all too complicated. I love you, Rafa.
I know, and I love you. But we are both wound up in our families and their rivalries, and I can't see either of us pulling something dramatic and stagey.
Brunn did?
Brunn is a law unto herself, even as a fluffhead she was, and now... We aren't like Brunn, either of us. We were born to be respectable.
We did have one adventure.
And we'll have each other later. Or we won't. And we'll survive either way. Be reasonable, Ronnie. You got your aunt out of the building, but it was Brunn who thought up the hot air balloon. Neither of us could have been that crazy.
I don't want to leave you. I don't want to lose you.
Nor I.
For a moment, she clung to him with all the passion he desired. Then she pushed herself away and was gone.
Damn!
Ronnie wanted to kick the wall, as he would have before the island. He really hated it when she was right. Then he thought who might be able to help. If only he could make her understand how important it was. Cecilia looked up from her desk to see her nephew standing in the doorway.
Ronnie, I'm delighted to see you. I'd hoped you'd come before we left.
He didn't answer, just gave her a sickly smile.
What? I already thanked you for getting me out of that place. And if you don't think I mean it, just take a look at your stock accounts.
It's not that, Aunt Cecilia. And I wish you hadn't done that, really.
The boy didn't want money? That was new. That was unbelievable. She looked more closely. The wavy chestnut hair looked dull. He had lavender smudges under his hazel eyes, and a skin tone that would have made her think hangover if he hadn't been so obviously sober and miserable.
What then?
She'd fixed him once. He was supposed to stay fixed. She couldn't provide deadly danger every time he needed pepping up. He slouched into her room as if his backbone were overcooked asparagus and slumped into one of her favorite leather chairs.
It's Rafaela.
Of course. Young love. She'd been glad he wasn't still involved with Brunn, since that young lady was in no mood for romance. But she'd approved of Rafa. Moreover, she'd thought the girl had more sense than to jilt Ronnie. He wasn't bad, and Rafa was just the sort of girl to keep him in line.
What did you do?
Nothing. But my parents did plenty. And her parents told her to break it off.
Because of?
Because of you! I know you've got every right to be angry with them. But the thing is, Rafa's parents don't want the families involved right now.
I'm not angry with you. They shouldn't blame you if I don't.
She says they do.
And you're sure it's not that she's found someone else?
Yes, I'm sure. She said she loves me. But she won't cross them.
Idiot.
Cecilia opened her mouth to say more, and then realized the other implications. The ones Ronnie hadn't yet seen. Her suits imperiled the holdings of Ronnie's parents, his guarantees of future income, and might imperil any financial settlements made in the course of betrothal, exchange of assets being the normal complement to marriage. And Rafa, the level-headed Rafa that she considered strong-minded enough to keep Ronnie in check, would not tangle her family in any such trouble either. It all made perfectly good sense. And Cecilia found herself doubly angry that the good sense could not be denied.
She's not really. She's just loyal, that's all.
Greedy.
Carrying prudence to a ridiculous degree. The girl had money enough of her own. She was of age. She could make her own decisions.
So I thought if I could do something to prove myself, and maybe you would let me come along.
No! No, Ronnie. Though you are my favorite nephew, and I owe you my life... This is not the place for you.
But I thought if Rafa's parents knew I was with you, it would change their minds.
No, dear.
The dear slipped out and shocked her. She never called any of her relatives dear. Had the Guarnesi done something to her mind during rejuvenation? The memory of those lawsuits reassured her. She hadn't softened. Not really.
It won't work, because you'd still be seen as a boy with a patron. You need them to see you as a man, an independent man with his own property, his own assets.
He looked at her as if he had never thought of that. Perhaps he hadn't. He was, after all, some 60 years younger.
Then what can I do?
Cecilia wished for a moment she had been a more conventional aunt. He would not have consulted a more conventional aunt. He would have found someone outrageous, someone who had never been married or wanted to be, and she could have clucked from the sidelines. She felt like clucking now. Grow up, she wanted to say. Just do something, she wanted to say. But there he was, born charming, and even more so with this new and genuine worry upon him. She wanted to smack him, and she wanted to cuddle him, and neither would do any good.
You might go talk to Captain Serrano.
Great idea. Thanks. I will.
And he bounced up, suddenly vibrant and eager again. She watched him stride out, with the spring in his step and the sparkle in his eye, and wondered at herself. Rejuvenation was supposed to rejuvenate everything. She had herself made the usual jokes about those of her friends who suddenly acquired young companions. But Ronnie did nothing for her, and she knew it wasn't because he was her nephew. She just didn't feel like it.
Not that I was ever ridden by that torment much.
She ran over the shopping lists on her desk comp again. She had been too busy, and too aware of the power such a passion would have over her schedule, if nothing else.